Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world from the extraordinary to the everyday. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. Curiosity, meet gratitude. My name is Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. In this edition, we're going to be talking a little bit about my experience at college. Why? Because I've got a fun story to tell and actually is a little self-deprecating. I miss a lot of things that are obvious and this is one of those stories. So again, in our previous episode, we talked about Utah State University and the great experiences I had there and how I just left Iraq to go to Utah State University. So literally weapon strapped on my shoulder 30 days later on a college campus, right? So weapon strapped on my shoulder in Iraq. We had people shooting missiles at us, all kinds of fun things, or at least things that, you know, are not normal in a society. And then all of a sudden I'm up on a college campus and I'd never been on a college campus before, literally outside of like a sports camp when I was in high school. Never set foot on a college campus. I am that big of a non-traditional student. In fact, I honestly think during my master's program, once again, non-traditional student, didn't step on a college campus. That doesn't mean they're unfamiliar to me, but going to Utah State University at the time I did was definitely new. It was definitely a change of experience from going from 100 plus degree days and, you know, the potential for people to want to kill you, and then going up to a college campus where you had to figure out what your coursework was. And there's a couple of little fun things in that transition, or fun stories at least. They weren't fun at the time. One of them was because I'd applied for school from Iraq, I actually didn't pick my major. I literally called up and I said, hey, I need a major. The Army's going to let me be a part of this program for, you know, 18 months, 2 years. I need something I can get done in 18 months, 2 years. I love computer networking. I loved building computer networks. I still do. I love computer networking. I want to get a degree in computer networking. And the folks at Utah State were like, okay, well, great. We have this computer science class, but based upon what you've done for your associates, you really don't have the class. You're going to have to take a significant amount of courses in order to be able to pass. It's not practical for you to get a computer science degree. And I was like, dang it. All right, so I'm stuck there. So then I didn't know what else to pick. And these were this whole conversation's happening over emails and phone calls while I'm in Iraq. And it's long time zones and all kinds of other stuff. And not the cleanest phone system either. And so finally, I turned my life over to the nice ladies, or the nice lady who was helping me. And I just said, I don't care what it is, pick something, right? Pick something for me and I'll major in that and we'll be good. I just need to get a degree in something. And she did. She picked communication studies, right? Or what we would call today communication studies. It was actually speech communication because of the heritage that it came out of as it got built at Utah State University. So my bachelor's degree is in speech communication, but really it was more of that communication studies, how we communicate in business settings. I was a TA on for one of the professors on the business department, and I learned a lot of neat and interesting things. But when I got there, like, because I didn't even really pick my major, I kind of knew what the course load should be, but I never signed up for classes. I didn't even know what the process was to sign up for classes. So here I am, I land like 2 weeks, maybe 10 days before school actually starts. We've got to move into a house. We've got, you know, my wife's pregnant at the time. We're trying to coordinate our stuff getting moved from Germany back to the States. Where, you know, we had luggage that was lost, all of these things. And I show up on campus and I'm like, oh, hey, I need to take these classes. Where do I sign up? And they're like, well, you should have signed up months ago. These are all full. Oh, crap. Right. And it's like, okay, so now I was advised that I needed to go and talk to each of the teachers and their professors and be able to ask them to be able to join their classes. And they said, yes, I gave them the story about coming from Iraq, blah, blah, blah. And they were very, very good at working with me. So I'm here first time on a campus in a setting where I'm like, oh, this is college. This is where research happens, right? I'm done with my associates. I don't have to just look up something somebody else said in a book. You know, I can go out and we can actually like research firsthand what's going on. That's what I envisioned the academic setting was. That's what my expectation was of the academic setting. You know, you learn from the book, you find an opportunity to apply it, and you apply it, you learn from it, and you go back and do it again, right? Awesome, awesome stuff. And this is before I knew anything about the theory of constraints, anything about flow feedback and continuous learning. This is before I knew any of that stuff. So I walk into campus, I'm taking one of the classes that I had to really talk to the professor about letting me join, and it was on conflict and communication. I love it. And the professor's name was Jennifer Peoples, right? And she is so awesome. Still consider her a great friend for dealing with me and helping me transition from that military environment to the environment at school. That was a very hard transition. And so we're taking this class on conflict and communication. And I had all kinds of things that I would say in class. She's like, really? And I'm like, yeah. You know, one of them, one of those oh yeah moments was, you know, when she was talking about how yelling really doesn't solve a problem. And I looked at her and I said, yes, it absolutely does. I mean, if my dudes aren't doing what I need them to do, then I yell at them and then they go do it. And she's like, okay, that's not normal. And I'm like, I've been in the Army. This is what life was like. And then I remember other days where the transition was really hard, and I was working with a different professor. Her name was Nancy Tobler, or probably still is Nancy Tobler. Great, wonderful enthusiasm. If you think I have a lot of energy, wait till you meet Nancy. Oh my goodness, this lady had all kinds of energy. I'd have her class towards the end of the day, and one of those days I was just tired. And things weren't clicking in the previous classes. What I was trying to learn, learning was hard. We didn't have the hashtag, it's okay to be new, right? We barely even had Twitter at that point. So I was struggling and I just having a rough day. And Nancy, you know, was keen enough on people to know when things like that were happening. And she looks over at me, she says, Jacob, are you doing okay? And I just honestly looked at her and said, yeah, but I guess nobody's shooting at me today, so I think I should be okay. And she's like, oh. That's real. And yeah, it was real. I had to tell myself that, you know, hey, Jacob, you may not be getting your academic stuff together, but nobody's going to shoot at you on the way home, so you should be okay. And so things like that happen. So I never signed up for classes because I didn't know. And then I'm taking this class and I'm thinking, oh yes, we get to do research, like awesome, make a difference in the world type of research. And so this conflict and communication class run by Jennifer Peoples was awesome. And we, you know, at one point in the semester, she breaks us off into groups, right? And so there were groups of four or whatever. And she started circling around the groups during the rest of that class period to make sure that we were prepared and moving stuff forward and going to be able to do some research. She never made it back to our group. And with the type of personality that I am not like dominating, but I do have a very vocal personality. I said, hey guys, let's do this. I know a friend of mine who's here on campus and she's an employee and he's a student and they're married and they're having conflict in their marriage. He was an engineering student, right? And they were at that stage of life before they had kids. And so both of them had mentioned to me how, you know, they'd be, you know, driving down the road and she'd be talking about how, isn't it so nice that so-and-so is doing blah, 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 blah in their life. You know, the sort of stuff you read on Facebook nowadays, right? I mean, this is kind of like as Facebook was emerging. So isn't it so cool that so-and-so is doing such and such in her life? And then he'd be like, I don't know why this matters, you know? And then she would talk about, well, what do you think we're going to do if we have kids and da-da-da-da-da? And she'd be wanting to talk about those, you know, kind of social sort of things. And he'd be like, huh, I wonder how the guy calculated the lamppost to have the arc of the light be over the road and how the angle of that arc has to be able to withstand hurricane forces. And then what type of bolts and what is the grade of the steel that's used in the bolts to anchor that to the concrete on the ground? Right. And so I knew that these two were having these different conversations. And so what we did is we decided in our four person group that we were going to interview them, evaluate their conflict using the methods that we had learned up to that point in class, and then be able to give them feedback based upon what we learned from their interviews. And that's what we started working on. And so like we were making progress. We were all very like excited about this. It was a great opportunity. We were all really great on learning. And so, you know, that was like on a Thursday that we made the decision. We had class again on Tuesday. It was more lecture format. By Thursday again, you know, we had made more progress and started arranging with this couple to do the interviews and what time they were and mapping it out and how this was going to look and whatnot. And then at that point, the professor comes around and checks in on us. We said, hey, we've got this lined up. We've got our, you know, our subjects that we're going to be interviewing. We're going to apply the stuff we've learned in the book. And I didn't understand what I had done, but her jaw, like, oh my goodness, I can still remember it to this day. Jennifer Peoples' jaw just drops like to the floor. And she looks at me like I'd committed some sort of a cardinal sin. And I had, because I had no idea that in an academic setting, you actually have to have a certification in order to do research on life subjects. now, you know, they didn't want to slow our momentum down, and the university was so good working with us, and Jennifer, or Professor Peoples, was so good working with us that we were able to continue the research, again, because she was an employee and because he was a student, and so it didn't violate any of the ethics stuff that we needed to have done prior to doing those interviews and things like that. And we were able to learn a lot from the experience. I learned not only just from the research and having a practical application, but also how the entire academic industry has these rules and gates in place to make sure that they can conduct ethical research practices. And that would have never come up if we had followed what the professor thought were clear instructions to look up stuff in books and be able to digest it and talk about it and present it to the class later on the semester. That wouldn't have happened. And so being wrong in this sense was actually one of the best experiences that I've had at college. Now, I will tell you at some other point, because I do like to tease that I've got some other stories. At some other point, I have gone back to Utah State because my parents live in that valley, right? And I've run into Professor Peoples a couple of times, and she and I have maintained our relationship, maybe not after this episode, but we've maintained our relationship since then. And what's been really neat is being able to talk with her about some of the things I did. And I can now look at her students and say that, hey, because of the type of student that Jacob was, your course material and your syllabuses are significantly different than they used to be, because we had a few more run-ins during the course of time that she was my professor for other classes, very similar to this, well-intentioned, you know, wanting to move things forward and yet missing the mark and misunderstanding. And I bring that up not because, I bring that up because I want to remind everybody who's listening to this, you're not perfect, and it's okay to like misunderstand things, and they can turn out pretty well when you do. Not every misunderstanding is something that you should hide away. Like, it's not a mistake that you have to shy away from. It's something where, you know, in that setting with Professor Peoples and I, we both learned, right? She learned that there are students that come to class and expect that you're going to do live research. And I learned that there are, you know, things in place to help make sure that that research is ethical. And she learned to update her syllabuses as well to make sure that, you know, her instructions are more clear, you know, going forward in the future. Because while she did let us do that, it was a significant increase to cost to her time to coach us on that gap that wasn't a part of the syllabus on how to do research with live subjects and to make sure it was ethical. She invested a lot in me. And so I hope that if she does hear this episode and she might be feeling a little bit embarrassed, it is out of the greatest expression of love and respect for the time that she invested in me. Again, at a point where I didn't know I was dealing with PTSD as I was transitioning at school. And I was dang stubborn, you know, and she took the time to help take care of a student who is enthusiastic but undisciplined. And I really appreciated that. And I am very grateful for that. This show, we always talk about the good in the world. You know, there are great professors and great instructors and great students having those exchanges, learning from one another, growing and developing exactly the way that academia wants to function. And that is something that is worth being grateful for. So let's wrap this episode up. This is the part where I tell you that the best way to say thank you for this episode is to share it with somebody that you know. You don't have to stick around for the long haul, right? You can just share this episode. If you do want to stick around for the long haul, then take a look wherever you're at. If you're on Spotify, Pocket Cast, or YouTube, right? You're welcome, or Apple Podcasts, you're welcome to go ahead and hit the subscribe link. And if you want to, right, if you can't find it there, you just need the RSS feed, head on over to Parking Thought, and there'll be a subscribe link right there for you guys to go ahead and grab a hold of and use it. And at the end of every episode, we always love to finish with this. We always love to finish with the challenge to remember that in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?